Systems are organized in a range of different ways, from providing the simplest possible, most economical solution to a particular issue, to providing a fault-tolerant or highly available type design. Each product will have its own set of criteria as to what it's trying to achieve and what technology it's going to use. But the basic idea is that whatever that system, creating even a simple model will help us to make better decisions. And that's really what we're after with modeling. It's not just the exercise of creating a model. It's to allow us and other people within our organization to make informed decisions to improve the reliability performance of the product. It allows us to illustrate if we have a series or a parallel configuration or some other type of configuration that allows us then, one, to explore different alternatives, but also to understand where's the weakest link, so to speak, so that we know where to make improvements. Some modeling can be very complex and can involve many different aspects of a product. And there are different ways of achieving the performance of a product. And sometimes we do need those more complex models. So in this section, we'll talk about some of the basic approaches to modeling reliability of a system. But keep in mind that once we make a model, or later when we talk about predictions, is what are we going to do with that? It's not simply, as I alluded to earlier in this intro, just the exercise of creating a model. It really is just to use to make decisions, whether it's your program manager or the development engineers or your supply chain manager, whoever it is. We have many alternatives under consideration, and each may impact the reliability of your product in different ways. So a reasonable model and a set of predictions allows us to understand and evaluate those different alternatives and to make comparisons. So the models and predictions have a valuable piece to play in the process of creating a reliable product. In the next section, we'll talk about, well, where do you get the data that goes into creating these predictions?